Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Scoop by Fern Michaels, performed by Natalie Ross. Chapter 1. Charleston, South Carolina. It was an event. There was no doubt about it. Not that funerals were, as a rule, events, but when someone of Leland St. John's stature bit the dust, it became one. The 7-piece string band playing in the downpour, per one of Leland's last wishes, had turned it into an event regardless of what else was going on in the world. Then there was the tail end of Hurricane Blanche, which was unleashing torrents of rain upon the mourners huddled under the dark blue tent, and only added to the circus-like atmosphere. "Will you just get on with it?" Toots Loudenberry mumbled under her breath. She continued to mutter and mumble as the minister droned on and on. "No one is as good as you're making Leland sound. All you know is what I told you, and I sure as hell didn't tell you all that crap you're spouting. He was a selfish, rich old man. End of story." Toots's daughter leaned closer to her mother and tried to whisper through the thick veil covering her mother's head and ears. "Can't you hurry it along? It's not like this is the first time you've done this. Isn't this the 7th or 8th husband you've buried? I'm damn glad that preacher said his name, or I wouldn't even know who it is that's being planted. I gotta say, Mom, you outdid yourself with all these flowers."
Toots rose to the occasion and stepped forward, cutting the minister off in mid-sentence.
"Thank you, Reverend."
She wanted to say his check was in the mail, but she bit her tongue as she took a step forward and laid her wilted rose on top of the bronze coffin.